Welcome.
Keon, we just talked about how we're not doing songs. I think Keon has a choir spirit. He want to be in the choir. He want to be
Let's do the other one.
On a welcome. Team.
Come on. Holy Spirit.
Welcome.
There it is.
Welcome to Journey to the Hills episode 5. Talking about the baby fever. My name is. What's my name?
The order is we have to say our names first.
Oh.
Name.
And then.
Episode. Summary.
Got it. Ready? Got it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, and welcome back to our channel. This is Journey to the Hills. I'm Destiny and.
I'm Keon.
And we are Journey to the Hills. And we are happy to have you here with us. This is episode number 5.
And this episode is called Baby Fever.
We are not pregnant.
Highly anticipated episode.
Yes.
And I'm super excited to talk about today.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about all things kids, our future kids, what we desire as parents. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about like our views and things we've seen.
Yes.
And we are expecting and excited for
kids right now.
What we expected for in the future.
I'm just saying because, you know, black people. Okay. So, yeah. You know, when this comes out, it'll be, what, October. So technically, yeah. Keon wants us to be expecting, but we're not expecting. And it makes him so sad.
Yeah.
It makes him so sad.
Yeah. But hey, in due time, when the Lord is ready, he will let us know.
At the appointed time.
At the right time.
Amen.
All right, let's kick this conversation
off.
Let's kick it off.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so what are you most excited about being as a parent? And then what is something that you're nervous about?
I'm nervous about the baby phase. Keon knows that. I say that to him all the time. I wish kids came out at 2, 3. That would be ideal for me because you can talk. Mercy. You don't have to cry about what you want. I don't have to change your diaper. You're potty trained. That's what I'm scared of. So I'm scared of the baby stage. What I'm excited about is just watching them grow up. Like, us being able to instill in them, like, morals, value, who they are as people. Like, I can't wait.
You get not excited from the 0 to 2 stage?
No.
Watching them, their face come together, and their first time they walk in, and like...
Okay, cool.
Their
walking.
First words. All that stuff happens.
I could care. I don't really care about the first word. I just want you to talk. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. You're probably like, Destiny, like... You're a girl you're supposed to be. No. I just want you to come out healthy and beautiful. And then I want to say, hey, Mom Donna, what y'all doing? Come over and show me what to do. And that's the truth. That's the God's honest truth.
This is going to be a fun journey.
This is the God's honest truth. What are you looking forward to the most? And what are your nerve areas?
I am, as y'all know, I'm just very excited. Regardless, but I think the thing I'm most excited about is like, I hope this don't come off like mushy or nothing, but like,
it can be mushy. You can be mushy. This is a safe space.
But bro, like, I get to create
a kid
with my favorite person, and like, so I get to watch them grow up, and she might have or he might have your personality, or they might have my facial features.
Yeah,
and we get to like. Yeah, we get to like pour into our
YouTube.
All right, come on. But anyways, but I'm really excited for that. Like, I don't know, man. I just think it's like there's a beautiful thing. I think because I work with kids, I just watch them grow each year and watch how they develop and see their personalities and see how much, especially at that early age, like they're sponges, so they pick up on everything. So. Yeah. I'm just excited for that. And I'm honestly really excited to like hold our child for the first time. Like, I feel like that got to be like a life changing experience. Like, in the hospital, and you're just looking at what we created. Like, that's just amazing. A beautiful thing. I think I'm most nervous about just the process for the first time, like hospital visits, morning sickness, different trimesters, like all the things, finding the right doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, I know God's going to take care of us, but I mean, just in my human nature, I think I am a little nervous about all those
things. All the practical things.
The practical things.
And Keon is practical. Me? You know.
What are you?
I'm logical. that's how we are wired in real life. But I am excited about those things. I think that our children, when the time is right, when they come, it's going to be a great time. We have an amazing village. our child, whenever they come, will be the first grandchild to both of our parents. So, yeah. I mean, it's giving spoiled, which I think is great, you know? Hey.
Yeah, we can't spoil them too much, though.
I say.
We got to make sure.
What the hey? Have at it.
Let's talk. Let's talk parenting. Speaking of spoiled.
Let's talk parenting.
Who's going to be the fun parent? Who's going to be the disciplined parent? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be, how do you feel like you're going to be as a mom? Mm-hmm. And then I'll talk about what I think I'll be as a father.
Amen. Well, let's do the opposite. Let me talk about how you're going to be as a dad.
Okay, and I'll talk about how you're going to be as a mom. Perfect.
Keon is going to be an amazing father. He's going to be very hands-on. He's going to love the children. I know he will. He has such a big heart, and he honestly loves kids. And he's great with them. He's going to be patient. He's going to be kind. He's going to be understanding.
Thank you.
He probably let them get away with a couple things,
for being honest. I knew you were going to say that.
But he's going to be a great example, leader, amazing father. That was what I was supposed to say, right? How are you going to be as a dad? How am I going to be as a mom?
All this needs that you just say. I really am excited for like the connection and the relationship that you're going to have, because I feel like they're going to have your personality.
I hope they have my personality.
So I think it's just going to be a lot of fun in the house.
I want a mix. Or one to have, you know, for it to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think balanced. We both have great personalities. I'm just saying, though. Like,
I'm definitely just, a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're saying. Very much fun.
Thank you.
I think I'm fun, but more reserved.
Amen. And, you know, you need the balance.
But I think you'll be an amazing mom. I think you're going to be very nurturing. I also think that you're going to give them the discipline that they need.
I will.
Because I know that Chester's going to come out if they're embarrassing us in Target. Mm-mm. And you're going to snatch them up if they need to be snatched.
I'm a yoke up parent. I know I am. I don't have no kids. I already have the yoke up spirit on you. I have the spirit on me. Yeah. And I just, it's very evident. Just, you know?
Yeah.
That whole gentle parenting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm definitely not going
to. He's a gentle parent.
I'm not going to be a gentle parent.
He is. Check back, you know, 2 years from now.
I'm a patient parent, but I'm not going to be a gentle parent.
I like that.
You see how I put that in my bio.
That was a good one.
Make sure y'all put that in the bio.
Patient parent. Amen.
Not gentle.
Patient, not gentle. No, that's right. Okay,
I think you'll be an amazing mom. And I think that I'm excited. Kind of like what we talked about the last episode. Just like what we will be able to put in place. Like the core values. Yes. Like seeing us pray as a family. Yes. Having family meetings.
Yes.
All those things. I'm really looking forward to it. I do want to ask you. I know we talked about like schooling, because I know that's something that we talked about, like the whole private school, public school.
Yes.
What's your thoughts on that? Like, kind of, let's talk about that.
So I am a private school girl. I just feel like uniform is amazing. I feel like structure. I feel like homework, because the kids today, they don't get homework. I don't understand when or how, you know, I'm not really sure, you know? So yeah, I need the structure. I need the uniform. I need the homework. I need the test. I need, because if we don't have that, then what are you doing, huh? What are we doing?
Okay.
What's your thought process, sir?
I think definitely private school.
Thank you.
But I also believe that certain grades, certain area, like an area that we live in, it's so many different variables and factors that play into like schooling.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely, especially because I work private school early on, I do believe that is extremely vital at an early age, especially ages 2 to 5, 2 to 6, that they're in a private school. Because
why,
like,
not 2 to 12?
Well, I'm just saying, just for right now, like some people, financial things, like everybody's different.
Oh, I'm thinking we're just talking about us, you know, just our kids.
Okay, just us. Yeah. So I would say, yeah, definitely elementary, from K-2 to 6th grade, so that they get that foundation. Again, like the Christian, the Bible, the structure, the uniforms, the homework, all that stuff plays a role. Mm-hmm. And then I've even seen the difference between kids who, because we work in a preschool, the kids who start in daycare like early, like 6 months to two, as opposed to like staying with auntie or grandma till 4 or 5. It's like they get exposed at an early age to structure, being dropped off, being picked up, all those things, being in a different environment. Mm-hmm. So that definitely plays a role. But I will say, all the things you said, I do want them to get like somewhat of a public school experience. Like, I don't know if that's like middle school. I don't know.
Middle school is the worst time to do that.
Yeah.
Middle school is scary. It's very
scary. I don't know why I'm trying to be politically correct. They need to, they're going to be at private school at our school. So.
Okay. Sure.
We're going to have our own
amen. School. Amen. Amazing. And I'm fine with that. I just think that middle school is a scary time. It's a scary time. And I just pray to God. This is probably so funny, but I really pray to God that like, we don't have those kind of kids that like go to school and they like in the bathroom all day, but then they come home like, school was fine. Like, I feel like you've seen those kind of kids, you know, who like they didn't have no friends, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that would really tear me apart. That would tear me apart. Like,
I really don't foresee
they were the
that
kind of kid who like
testimony.
They ate lunch by themselves. They couldn't make, whoa, that would really do me in.
D.
I'm just saying.
How we get there?
Because I just feel like middle school is such a hard time. I'm telling you, babe, it really is. Okay. That's why you gotta go to private school. You gotta go to private school.
Okay, it's coming
because
out.
Because private school is smaller. It's more, yeah, I'm scared for the kids. I'm just saying.
Okay, this is great. Glad we're learning here.
But you knew that I felt like this.
I didn't know all about the whole middle school thing.
Middle school is a time. I just feel like it's such a time. It's so hard because, think about it, you're a fifth grader, you're a top dog, now you're going to middle school, you're coming to the bottom. You're the bottom of the totem pole. Now you gotta figure out, am I cool? You gotta get on this bus with all these older kids. It's just like, or maybe that was my experience. And maybe my trauma is talking, okay?
That's what it's.
Well, I don't know. Well, hold on. I have friends who are parents in middle schoolers and they feel the same way. Like middle school, I just feel like it's a doozy. I just think that it's a time when we moved to Delaware, my first experience was public school in the eighth grade. I had never seen a fight until I got to public school. So that's my, I always.
It's just in you.
That's my connotation is.
Wait, was you?
No, I never fought. No, I wasn't a cool kid then, but I was like, I was figuring out my way.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. He talking about, was I in the bathroom hiding from lunch? No, I wasn't.
Because you brought that up. Because
I seen, watching people experience that life, it was kind of like, oh, this sucks. Yeah, yeah, I never saw that at my private school.
Well, I think that me and you are pretty cool, and I think that's going to rub off on our children. So
you know, we pray that it does. But
I do believe private school is the way they'll be in our school. Regardless, like they're going to be in private school.
Yeah,
and I think that's the best bet. And I also think that I think our daughter is going to be a hooper.
He's been saying it since we met.
Claim this. It's on camera. So when she gets drafted to the Washington Mystics.
I don't want her to play for them.
They might be great.
I don't want to. No. I mean, that's a long time from now. Hey,
hopefully they move to Alexandria by then and they have the new facility.
They could be, that's 25, 35. Or, that's a long time.
They'll be, you know what city they'll be in?
He wants them to be in. So we're going to play for.
Make sure you blurt that out. Everybody needs to know where we move it to.
That's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anywho.
They'll play for the.
If she plays basketball, amen. I don't want us to be the kind of parent that tell you like what you finna do. What? I want you to try what you want to try. My parents.
We'll get on that topic.
Our son cannot play football.
That is one.
That's it.
That's the only.
I don't want him to play soccer, low key, but soccer is really good for the footwork. So you technically, I want you to play it, but on the days it rain, you're not going to those games. If it's cold, you're not going to.
Think about
it,
bro. Football is in like the. So we're gonna be outside. In November, December, it's 40 degrees.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like I don't want to sign up for
practice, bro. Come on, bro.
I'm tired of thinking about it. You know what I'm saying?
And
I'm cold.
Inside.
Yeah, it's nah. So we're not going to force it on you. We're going to want you to try all the things. But
yeah.
Football, I don't know.
All jokes aside, though, that's something that her parents did extremely well. My parents, too, like, even though, like, we were athletes, like, we got exposed to a lot of different things. Like, Destiny did so much.
Tap, ballet, jazz,
right.
Softball, tennis. Tennis was fun. Yeah. It was just hot.
I played tennis, basketball. My dad put me in a STEM camp.
I love STEM
leadership
camp.
Conference, mm-hmm. Science. Like all those things that exposed our minds to more than just what society tells us that we can be.
A caveat,
so we're going to
right
do the
here.
Same thing.
A caveat. We're not parents just yet. But any parents out there, if your kid don't want to go to what you want to put them in, don't listen to them. Put them in. Okay? You're the parent. Because at this big age, the things that our parents put us in, tennis, things that I don't, like the STEM camp, I did not want to go. Acting camp, I don't, but the experiences that we got, it really broadened our horizon. So I probably was fighting tooth and nail not to go, but yeah. I'm so grateful that my mom put us in stuff that was not just the stereotypical Black things to do. Yeah. My brain was exposed. I met tons of different people, Indians, Asians, white people, because she put us in those environments. So if your kids don't want to do what you're saying, they a kid.
That's
okay?
A great point. I remember.
Do your thing as a parent.
My junior year, going to senior year, everybody knows when you're playing basketball, that's like your most important summer because you're getting recruited, yes. All those things. And our team, our AAU team, we supposed to go to Las Vegas. At that time, it was like the Fab 48 tournament, the biggest tournament. And a couple weeks before, I find out that I'm actually going to the National Youth Leadership Conference. And I was so mad. Like, all my friends, I was like, well, I got to get recruited. But, like, looking back, it was a week. Like, it was people from all over. Kids from Jamaica, from Haiti, from Texas, California, everybody. It was, like, hundreds of us. And, man, that was probably one of the best experiences of my life. Looking back at it, like, I'm grateful that I made that. My parents and my dad particularly forced me to go.
Yeah, put your foot down.
So it was cool. But I have a hotter take.
Okay, come on, hot take. Said. Come on, hot take.
If you're, make your kids go to church.
Come on, somebody. Uh-oh. Hey.
They might not want to go. They might be want to sleep in on Sunday, but just because they don't see it now,
Those foundations
and those principles and all the things, when they go to college and they will remember that Bible study, Bible story and vacation Bible school and when Eve ate the fruit.
Come on. Noah built the
ark. You don't need to be eating the fruit.
Come on. I mean that's a beautiful take. I think that, but I think another hot take.
It's getting hot,
especially for a man, because
yeah, for sure.
I just feel like you need to see it. You need to see a man go to church in your house.
Yeah,
you need to see it. You need to see it. But I do believe that making your kids go to church is a great thing. I've seen an Instagram video not so long ago where it was a young man and his son. He was explaining to him that he believes in God and this is why he believes in him. I'm not forcing this onto you, but this is what I believe. But I think that's amazing. It's your house. You know what I'm saying? You operated how, you know what I'm saying? I think it's great. I do believe that I can think back to times when my parents definitely were saying, like, because I said so, and I probably would have wanted them to explain to me. But I think that there's a fine line with that. Again, we're not parents, but this is just a hot take. What you think about that?
Basically telling them that this is our house and this is what they're going to do.
We're aligned.
Yeah.
We're both
I don't know if that's a conversation.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm with you. But I mean, I understand. Like, there's definitely, we're not going to be like, do this and this.
Dogmatic.
Yeah, but like, you're going to church and these are the reason why.
Yeah, when you move out.
It's not an option. When you turn 18, 21.
Have it your way. It's not Burger King, though. Okay.
You're on fire today.
Those are the things that my mom used to say to me, so I'm just spitting just back out back now.
All right, so we talk private school. So they're going to be a private school.
Talk sports.
Extracurricular activities. Let's talk college. I think that was an interesting conversation we had.
So I went to Hampton my freshman year and I finished my collegiate career at the University of Delaware. Not the Delaware State, for people who don't know the difference. Delaware State is an HBCU. The University of Delaware is a PWI. So I had both experiences.
Why are you trying to throw shade on Delaware State?
I'm not. I was just making sure people know. Okay. Go State. Okay? Go State.
Is that their motto?
They say State. If I'm getting it wrong, tell me in the comments, but I think y'all say State. Gabby went there for her undergrad and her master's. So, you know, go Dell State.
So you got like a stater.
By association.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. So nice. I am under the guise of, honestly, I want you to go where the money is if it's sports involved. But I also believe that I'm not pressed for you to go to HBCU. If you don't go, amen. If you do go, amen. I believe that the world is just not just Black. And I feel like HBCU kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's just Black. So yeah, I just think, and Christian made me kind of come to that conclusion, if I'm going to be honest, like the workforce is not just us. Now, I also can say on the other hand, my friends or people that I know that experienced the HBCU, the connections that they made, the network it led them to have great experiences. So I definitely see both. I think that there are pros and cons to both. But I'm really saying whatever you want to go to, I'm fine with it. But also where the money at, if you're playing a sport, I want you to go there. That's my hot take. I don't have any, like, you know, you're not going.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? I'm open to it. Keon's on, what are you on?
I'm open to, like, I think.
Are you? Because it used to be different.
Yeah, I mean.
So you tell your old way first.
I definitely was like HBCU.
He went to Howard. Yeah, HU? Yeah.
Yeah, I went for undergrad and grad, so yes. I'm definitely like pro HBCU. But I've evolved in my thinking.
Amen.
One of my closest friends, shout out Tate, he went to Brown University.
Yes.
So we have had this conversation back and forth for years, just kind of just talking through our experiences, yeah, what we liked about it, what we didn't like, what our future kids would benefit from. Mm-hmm. And I think just even having conversations like those have opened my eyes to, I guess, just like a larger scale of thinking. I think that there, like you spoke to, there's benefits to both.
100%.
And I think my only thing that I would tell, because even in this new kind of like generation or just like people, there's some people who like, they don't really need college. Yeah, everybody, I think people's have said like, you know, we're big on education, like huge. Education is everything, I think, but
I think
I'm just not trying to. Yeah, yeah, times have changed, and I just don't want, like you said, we just don't want to force
anything
too much on like the biblical principles, the stuff growing up. Like that's definitely once they turn 18, I think our agreement was you just had to do your freshman year.
Yeah, and if you don't feel like college is for you,
you gotta have a plan. Like that's our agreement. So, yeah. But I'm open to HBCU. I'm open to PWI. I think there's benefits to both. Mm-hmm. I think there's experiences in both that they can benefit from. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, I would love for them to go to HBCU, but I'm not like, you got to go to HBCU. That's my take.
Look how the Lord works, huh? Yeah,
so I'm open.
Amen. God is great. And I just, yeah, I think that, like Keon shared, we both, while both of us being college graduates, we are not like, you have to go to college. And I think that I'm happy that we had that conversation. Yeah. Like, even I think before we got married, just to just see where our heads are. I think that we both see that how the world is moving, entrepreneurship is a thing. And I think that if you have a plan, you know, the 2-year plan, 3-year plan, whatever, I think that that is something that's giving us, you're telling us that like you desire to do this. You might not have it all figured out, but like you're going to work toward it. And something that I'm really huge on, I think we both are, is work ethic. Like you really just cannot sit around and do nothing. Yeah. You have to be working towards something. So
that like grinds our gear. Like we're both like, not workaholics, but we're very disciplined.
Very consistent
people. Yeah. So like they got to have those traits. 100%.
So yeah, I'm open to that. I'm not, you know, I'm fine with whatever your heart desires, what you're leading toward too. I think that like big things, like again, those extracurricular activity, once you find out what you really are into, that middle school, those high school years, like I want you to be doing, focusing on that, honing in. If it's art, let's find the art program. If it's singing or music, I want you to really hone in on what you want to and what you want to do. And I mean, you know, like someone like me, I changed my major multiple times. I went into entrepreneurship. It wasn't on my bucket list, but I do believe that, you know, life definitely can bring about new things. But I think as long as you are giving your all to whatever you're doing right now, that's what's important to me.
Yeah. I think I also want to touch on, so we talk college. Trying to make sure. All right. So let's say our kids grow up and something that we talked about, we don't want to kick them out the house. Like, let's say they're 18, 21.
Like how my parents are.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my parents too. Like, you can come back home whenever you need. Let's talk through that and kind of figure, like, out what kind of share. And again, this is not the only practice, just what we believe or what we think. Yeah. So we're not telling you how you should do. But I think sometimes we've seen how, like, people, like, once you turn 18, you got to get out of my house and figure it out on your own. And I don't think we're going to be in that vein. I think as long as you're home working or have a plan, like, we're going to have space. We would love for you to be there. Now, if you just stay at home playing 2K every day,
that's a different story.
Then, like, nah, you gotta go. But
yeah,
I think that's just something that we agree to.
Even like for me, backstory, like I didn't move out my parents' house until I met Keon. Like I was gonna move out the year that I met him, so I had to be 27, maybe. And my parents never was like, yeah. And, you know, I went to college. I came back home. I thought I was going to get a good job in, like, sports commentating, actually, right after. But I worked for the Eagles, and it was nice. But I didn't, you know, it did not. It was not financially to a place where I could live on my own. So I'm not about to force it. If my parents are like, you know, it's no rush. You know, we got the space.
Yeah. Help you figure
that
out.
And I'm grateful that they are like that or were like that. I have four other siblings, and they've moved out. They moved back in. My parents are like, you know, we are your parents and we're here for that. So I do, I'm in the same vein. We are in the same vein. Like, you know, as long as you're working towards something, you know, you're being responsible, you're being disciplined, you're not acting crazy or nothing. Like, you're being honorable to our house. I, you know, stay until you're, I don't know, until your heart's desire, but stay.
Yeah.
Stay a while. Stay a while.
Stay. We got your support.
Yeah, you definitely have support. And I think that, I experienced that, and I love that. And, you know, Keon's experienced the same, or, like, being able to even go somewhere that your parents have, you know? So I think that it's amazing.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
It was a fun episode.
It was. I think that was a really good... Okay, one more thing. What about dating?
That's a good one.
I think 16... to me, is a good age where you can date.
For
a boy and a girl. Now, do I believe that you'll probably date before that? 100%, because I thought I was doing something at, you know, 14, whatever. But this 16, I think, is a good age to say, this is when you can have a boyfriend. This is when I want to talk to you. First of all, they're going to know about all the things before that because of social media.
I'll say 15. 15 is like ninth, 10th grade. I feel like once you get to high school, like, that's just...
Okay, sure.
Once you turn ninth grade, that's high school.
Okay, I could dig 14, it.
15, I think that's the benchmark.
All right.
16 is like junior year. It's like,
No, I thought you were 10th grade.
Because 17, you're senior.
Okay. Now you're saying like that. Okay, sure.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, maybe I'm saying...
You've been in high school for 2 years, right?
My dad was like, you cannot date until you turn 16. And we all dated before we were 16. But amen. So I think that's great. I think ninth grade, I think that's totally fine. You know, I look forward to that type of time, you know, too, in their lives as well.
Yeah, making sure that we have conversations 100%. About those things. Mm-hmm. We meet their parents.
Yes.
If y'all going on a date, y'all need to be in the living room. No, in your personal room action. Mm-mm. No basement action.
All the dates are staying on the main level.
Main level. Mm-hmm. Y'all want some popcorn? We right here.
I'll bring it to you, huh? Some water? You're thirsty? Yeah, I got you.
We got you. We're here for support.
I gotcha. No need to go upstairs. For what? At my house, upstairs was off limits to all visitors. Same. Like, it don't matter if you was my cousin or my aunt. Like, you couldn't go upstairs. Wait, so I think that I would love to adopt that, especially, again, for the dating
like
children.
Cousins? Aunts?
They couldn't go upstairs for real. It took a long time for them to be able to really go upstairs. Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see how our house is made up.
Yeah. You know, a basement, have at it. Go in the basement, live it up. Have a great time. Not the dating kids.
Oh, about to say.
No.
We just, in the basement.
You just said the kids stay on the main level with their boyfriend
family
and girlfriend.
Family in the basement. Yes.
Yes. I would love for our house to be the house that everybody comes for the holidays. We always talk about that. Like,
That's all, big. All the birthday parties. Yes. Oh.
Let's talk about it. This is our hot take. This is our hot take, okay?
No, this is a hill take. This is what we're going to do in the hill house. Again, all of the stuff that we've been talking about is how we're going to be parents.
It's just us. Do what you want to. We're not having no birthday parties, okay, for the kids until they turn 5. Okay? Because honestly, at 1 year old, why am I spending that kind of money? You know what I'm saying? Why am I doing that?
Are they going to remember it?
They're not going to. You're going to remember it. You're going to remember that money that you done spent. You're not going to remember that. You're not going
to
remember.
That could have went to the college fund.
Come on, to the college fund.
That's where it's going. So
that could go to my shopping spree. You know what I'm saying? It could go to so many things.
See, why'd you have to go there?
But no, it really could go to. So yeah, we're having parties at the house.
Birthday cake family, friends,
and we
come
getting
over.
Food from somewhere. Yep. Okay.
We just gonna have a fellowship.
Mm-hmm. We not doing that.
We not renting out.
Hey, to each his own, but we're not doing that.
That's just something
we have
that
decided
we,
that.
That's a hill take.
It's a hill take.
And I think all of our conversations we've been in alignment with, which is great.
It makes me so happy.
So I'm looking forward to us staying in alignment. And
amen.
We go from there. But I think also, too, which is pretty cool, we could wrap up on this, but like, we really grew up very similar. Like, we both.
Mm-hmm.
In private school all our lives, parents, married, pastors, like, so a lot of the stuff that we see
it definitely
and experience,
easy.
We kind of, like, have the same viewpoint. So yeah. It just makes life easier for us. 100%. And I'm looking forward to having a baby soon.
And that's the end of this episode. We hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Cannot wait to see you on the next episode.